Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We never get a perspective, and it seems that when it comes to secular news about what's really taking place in Israel. But thank God for Caroline Glick, who is with the Jerusalem Post, as she's explaining what is this, what really happened with this Arab Spring. How is this nuke deal that Iran and our president and Senator John Kerry and others orchestrated? And our president said very specifically this. He said, if we don't take the leadership with global warming, nobody's going to do it because they always follow America's lead. He said that about global warming. But when it comes time for this nuclear deal with Iran, he doesn't say the reason why the world is buying into this nuke deal inside of Iran is because he, the leader of America, was the leader in this, and the world is, some of the world is following suit. Listen now, this CBN interview with Caroline Glick with the Jerusalem Post that explains in detail, this is in Israel, about what it means to Israel. Because remember, the Ayatollah and the radicals inside of Iran who lead it, their goal is to destroy Israel, to push her into the sea, and to destroy America. That's their goal. And I want to listen to this perspective because it's so important. We're going to talk more about how this thing is coming to Congress in a few days. Take a look.
Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, and yet for decades has been blamed for much of the trouble in the region. Now, oddly enough, Israel has remained strong while surrounded by enemies and chaos.
So one island of safety and tranquility and peace is Israel, the only country that's a coherent nation state, an organic nation state in this region is the Jewish state. Every other state you see either collapsing or on the verge of collapse and struggling in order to survive.
Born in Chicago, Caroline Glick immigrated to Israel at age 21, joined the IDF, became involved in politics, and at one time advised Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on foreign policy.
There's a misconception that this whole problem that we're seeing now exploding in our faces throughout these areas is somehow or another a function of the absence of a Palestinian state in the land of Israel.
Glick says that's not true. U.S. administrations have tried for decades to resolve the conflict by trying to force Israel to give up its biblical homeland in order to create a Palestinian state.
If you lay the blame for the absence of peace and stability in the Middle East on the Jewish state, then you have a way out. You don't have to confront any of the real difficulties that are inherent to the failed systems of governance that the Arabs have adopted for themselves over the past 100 years.
Glick says the real problem is that Israel's neighbors never accepted its existence.
Big picture, what's the grand theme in the Middle East these days?
The unraveling of the state system that was instituted here at the end of World War I by the British and the French.
Following World War I, the League of Nations carved up the Turkish Ottoman Empire. Over the years, those areas became states and gained independence, but were mostly ruled by kings or dictators.
All of these dynastic orders that were established by them to encompass states are being stressed, if not breaking. The whole concept of a balance of power between the Sunnis and the Shiites, all of this is going out the window.
Glick says the recent disintegration of regional regimes has led to power vacuums being filled by radical Islam.
You have spoilers coming in and taking advantage of the power vacuum, whether it's ISIS on the Sunni side or it's the Iranians on the Shiite side with Hezbollah as their strike force.
With them, all this infighting going on, isn't that an advantage for Israel?
Israel has to be much more wary. We have to be much more vigilant in protecting our borders, and I dare say we have to be much more vigilant in integrating our own Arab minority into our society for two reasons. One, because it's the right thing to do, and the second reason is because you see massive attempts by ISIS and other terrorist organizations, as well as the Iranian regime, to infiltrate and penetrate Israel's Arab population, as well as the Palestinians, for the purpose of them fomenting wars against us from inside.
What about the relationship between Israel and Iran?
I think Iran really is the principal danger. I mean, it's been argued that ISIS is far less dangerous than Iran because they're so brutal and they're so monstrous that they have far less ability to maintain themselves over time. On the other hand, Iran is a regime that has managed to survive the test of time since the revolution in 1979.
And now, some 35 years later, Iran has advanced weapon systems, is trying to go nuclear, and is using regional chaos to expand its empire. To make matters worse, U.S.-Israel relations are on rocky ground.
The United States has always been an ally of Israel, support of Israel, but recently it seems there is a real stress on that relationship.
The Obama administration is changing sides, essentially, unfortunately, by siding with Iran against Israel, against the Sunnis. He has this idea, I assume, that he can rejigger the balance of power by removing the United States as the main influencer and controller of this region. But what we see is that that isn't true. There is no balance of power. What there is a nuclear arms race now ensuing because of America's nuclear policy towards Iran.
Despite the seeming Middle East meltdown, Glick says she has hope for the future.
There is strong support in the United States, different parts of the world, from the Christian world. Right. How important is that?
It's critical because I think that, you know, strategic wisdom can stem from many sources, and the Bible is one of those sources.
Are you hopeful for the future, or do you feel like you're a voice crying in the wilderness?
I'm hopeful for the future because, like you, I believe in God, and I have faith not only in the God of Israel, but also in the people of Israel.
Praying for the peace of Jerusalem, do you think prayer makes a difference?
Of course it makes a difference.
Yeah.
I hope it does anyway, because I find myself praying even when I'm not thinking about it. So I hope I'm not wasting all that energy, but I'm fairly certain that I'm not. Yeah. No, I think that prayer is extremely important.
Scott Ross, Jerusalem.
So you're looking at, I mean, that was a very good explanation, I mean, from the Jerusalem Post, from Carolyn Glick, who is systematically explaining, you know, what's happened, what's gone over time. And here we are on the edge, and she said, this is her words, that it looks like President Obama decided to no longer partner with Israel, but to partner with the enemies of Israel, thinking that that may work and that we can America down. I mean, she just nailed it to me that that's looks like what's taking place. But right now, this particular nuclear treaty or whatever it was, agreement, that's loosing all kinds of reportedly over $100 million, $100 billion to Iran, that they're going to be able to just fuel into what they're presently doing, giving them the systematic approach over a 15-year period to go nuclear with their materials and growing it, while they're saying the breakout time is so short for them to be able to create a nuclear weapon. Why they're saying at the same time, we want to destroy Israel. And these are some wild days. God's going to take care of Israel. We have to pray for Israel. We have to stand for Israel. And as we say at VFN TV, you know, we're standing for God and country in that order and for Israel. We have to be heard. We can't be silent about Israel. And we got to begin to pray. And realize, too, when you look at America, you look at over 300 million people. When you look at Israel, you're looking at 12 million people, 12 million Jews, you know, plus some Arabs and other nations that are there, but it's basically 12 million Jews that are there in that little small land that's maybe 70 miles wide at its widest point. And these people, the enemies of Israel, want to be able to take, to divide this land up and take it. And there's some interesting things. So America is facing some very crucial times. Our Congress, and remember this, Congress is you, Congress is me in America. Those are our representatives. They represent, I don't know, about 100 or 200,000 people each or something in your state. 700,000 people each in your state. And so when they vote, they represent 700,000 of you and me in our state. And so it's not 530 elected officials in D.C. that's about to be given this whole thing by our president that says, will you support this agreement with Iran to be able to build, have nuclear capabilities, who is an enemy of America, who is an enemy, you know, of Israel, by taking it to Congress. And Congress has to look at that and has to decide, you know, what they're going to do, you know, yes or no. While at the same time, the people who put this deal together are not even letting your congressman, the one who represents you, who's supposed to answer to you, read everything that's being decided upon. So they're having to vote on things, according to some senators, when you can view us, you can. They just recently had a meeting on that, and he's asking one of the people who put this whole deal together, "You mean I'm gonna have to vote on yes or no on this thing, but you're not gonna let me read it?" And she says, basically, "No, you're not gonna. You just got to vote on it." And it's like, you know, America, we have to wake up, because this vote, I believe, is the last vote, almost like the last nail in America's present day coffin. If we don't wake up, we have to stand with Israel. We cannot support the enemies of Israel. If Congress votes to support this, and this is what they're saying. They're saying that the president is saying, "I know that the Congress will not support this treaty, but I'm going to veto what they say." And he can do that. The president has a right to veto. And it takes two-thirds of Congress to override a veto. Two-thirds. And he feels like he's confident that they can't get two-thirds together. They can, though, if we stand up as Americans and we call our congressmen and call our senators and say, "Listen, do not support this. You know, vote to overturn any kind of veto, because we are going to stand with Israel." There is a World War III being stirred up. And we're going to talk more about that when we get back from this break. But this is a major what's taking place in our world today. As a matter of fact, just on the presidential debates, we're going to hear when we get back from the break, one of the former governors of Virginia said that, "Get ready for it. You have to prepare America for a long-term war."
These are interesting days. I mean, you think about, you know, America did not want to get involved in World War II. And suddenly, you know, we did. Mm. You know, we didn't want to get involved in World War I, but suddenly we did with the sinking of the ship. As a matter of fact, President Woodrow Wilson made a commitment when he was running for president that we will not go to war. Hmm. And he's the seedling for the United Nations that we have today. Thank you, Woodrow.
Yes, Woodrow.
And we appreciate that. Thank you. Not. And so there was the Lithuania, I believe, sank. Was a passenger ship, and Americans were killed on the ship during the war. The war was going on, and at that point, they began to educate America and send out people to basically take the press and begin to use it to promote the concept of war. Hmm. And then in World War II, we didn't want to get involved. And while we were not wanting to get involved, there was this crazy thing called ISIS. This crazy thing called radical Islam. No,
not that.
There's this crazy thing called, you know, Hitler, you know, and he was taking over countries. He was, you know, taking the unwanted, and he was taking Jews, he was taking Christians, and he was taking over the church in Germany. If you haven't seen our program on Dietrich Bonhoeffer, you need to be able to see that.
About a hostile takeover.
It was a huge... But it was a progressive. Well, this is the interesting thing, because a lot of times we think somebody's flipping a switch and just something happens. Because somebody says the switch has been flipped, and everybody goes, "Oh, let's go home." Which is, you know, and that's not how it works. It's interesting how even Satan has to get your buy-in. Mm. He has to get enough people to buy into what he's saying. And so, if this is one of the, you know, rules for radicals that, you know, our president and Hillary Clinton, she's not Secretary of State now, you know, were trained up by Saul Alinsky. They said one of the trainings in that, you probably can see this particular book called Rules for Radicals, which was dedicated to them. You can see on the back cover. And also, the book was dedicated to the first one that used these tactics. Mm. You can see right here in the front of the book, Lucifer.
Yeah.
And it's just not a good tactic. You know, you may get what you want, but you won't like what you get. I think somebody said that. Anyway, yeah. So the...
I think we're experiencing it.
Yes, but this is what one of the rules are. If you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes truth to people. And so people begin to repeat things over and over again. And that some of the things that are being said, I mean, it's amazing what's being said. But the way people... You know, we hear these things and people go, "Oh my goodness, the switch has been flipped." You know, "Oh my goodness, we've heard from the Supreme Court. Let's bow down and worship it now."
Right.
This is called it's a government by the people and for the people. Those 530 folks, including the justices, are representative of all of us.
Right.
And they just rotate over a period of time.
And they don't have to be there. They don't have to be there. That can be changed. That can be switched.
Yeah, and they're not the supreme being. They're the Supreme Court.
Right.
The big difference. And so, and God holds us accountable to Him, the supreme being, what He's saying for us to do. And so we have to pay attention. And so we're looking at right now the groundwork for a weak America. Our economy has been, you know, $19 trillion that they're admitting, you know, that's in debt. A weakened military, weaker than we've been since World War I with part of our military, weaker than World War II since other part of our military. And the Lord just spoke to me last night about how they're dividing us all up. We got to quit letting people divide us. We got to unite around the essentials, you know, and give liberty, you know, around the non-essentials, and in everything, love. Mm. We got to get back to this place of e pluribus unum, which though we're many, we're one. What they're pushing is, you know, though we're one, we're many. And then they're kind of sectioning us all off and kind of, you know, throwing a bone to each of us. Are we going to say, do we want that thing?
Kind of like sounds a house divided will fall, huh?
Jesus said that.
Yeah.
And he didn't say anything unless the creator of the universe, God, his father, you know, said it. And so then we're hearing these presidential debates that's going on. Fox News hosted some presidential debates. And this one, a former governor of Virginia, his name is Jim Gilmore. I mean, he just came out, and this is the interesting thing. What he said, I mean, who he is, what he participated in, where he was when America was hitting 9/11, systematically what he said in this very short little clip.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, they're talking about people like Donald Trump and what he said about something. This is, we have to pay attention to what's being said, because this man, I never knew him before, I never knew this guy before, but he's saying that we have to prepare America for a long extended war, a guerrilla movement. And we'll talk more about what is a guerrilla movement or guerrilla warfare. What is that? And that's some of the very things that Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, saw in a prophetic vision about what was happening to America. That's really a guerrilla warfare, what that is. But listen to what was just said at the Fox presidential debate by a former governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore, and what he says about a guerrilla movement and preparing America for a long extended war. By the way, that would be World War III.
On homeland security for the United States. We warned about the 9/11 attack before the 9/11 attack occurred. I was the governor during the 9/11 attack when the Pentagon was struck. And I'm going to tell you this, we need to use the benefit of our law enforcement people across this country, combined with our intelligence people across this country. We need to use our technological advantages, because what we've warned of is an international guerrilla movement that threatens this country. It's going to happen in this country. There are going to be further attacks. We have to be prepared to defend the American people, prepare them for a long war, stand up for the defense of this country, and stand up for the values of this country.
Thank you, Governor.
You know, semantics is like different ways to say the very same thing. When you're looking at ISIS doing what they're doing, that's guerrilla warfare. That's a guerrilla movement. It's like, you don't know what they're going to do. They may cut somebody's head off. They may blow a thing up here. They may sell you into slavery. They may, you know, whatever. They're doing all kinds of things. They're getting on the internet, using social media to convince some, you know, rebellious person to just start doing something and shooting up a movie theater or going into a recruiting station. That's guerrilla warfare when you think about it. So this guy, you have to understand,
governor.
He's a governor. What, a handful of folks are standing to run to lead our nation, and he's saying, you know, we need to prepare for this. We need to prepare America for a long extended war. And when you look at the definition of, you know, what a guerrilla movement or guerrilla warfare is, I think I have it here. Listen to this definition of it. It says, guerrilla warfare is a form, according to Wikipedia, a guerrilla warfare is a form of irregular warfare in which a small group of combatants, such as armed civilians or irregulars, use military tactics, including ambushes, sabotage, raids, petty warfare, hit-and-run tactics, and mobility to fight a large or less mobile traditional war. That's what we've been prophesying about. You know, it's not going to be like it was historically. We had this big, huge flank of, you know, aircraft carriers and these things coming your way. You know, here's how they're coming, troops dropping out of the sky. Yeah. It's just like a virus is the way that Rick Joyner expressed it, blowing across America with a ranking system is based on how much pain and agony and terror that you can cause an individual, and that would raise your rank in this particular force. And he said specifically, too, and we'll reference this to you so you can see it on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com, but that it's going to be worse than ISIS, worse than Al-Qaeda. So things that we've seen already, the things that we're going to see, which we did just recently see even in our own region, where people are coming in, and it's witchcraft-focused, is what he said, which you would think that's kind of a wild card. Why would you say that? And it just happened right here close to the VFN television studios, where a lady in her 70s, her son's in her 40s, they went into their home and beat them in their heads with hammers, shot one of them, killed them, and laid them out in some sort of witchcraft thing, according to the sheriff down there in Escambia County. David Morgan says there's witches in the county, and it's not that. What God said it was. It's what Rick Joyner prophesied it was. It's evil coming our way, and we have to prepare ourselves. You know, this is amazing days. I think about this. I think about the nun who was in Nineveh, which is
Mosul
today, and she was testifying, you know, John, before Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was. She could have been on the Blaze at that time. She was on both of those.
Yeah, I think it was Congress.
And she said, you know, we're watching it on TV. We're watching what ISIS is doing on TV. And then next thing you know, as we were watching it on TV, it was at our door.
Mm.
And next thing you know, we're being thrown out of our home. We're being, our stuff, everything we have is taken away from us, you know. And then of course, our president and his leadership wouldn't even let them into the country of America. People had to go and make an extra effort to get her into the country so she could actually testify before Congress. It was like, what's going on? And of course, you know, this is a message to God's folks. We got to repent. This is what this is. You know, the key to this, God's all powerful. Nobody has anything pulled over in him. You know, John Paul Jackson said it like it really is. He says, you know, how long will this go on until my people cry out?
Mm.
Right now, people are crying out for some sort of political leader. Some sort of political party. Some lady actually said, John, she said in a particular meeting when they were talking about candidates and this candidate or that candidate, and she said, well, then which one's going to be our savior? Who's going to be our savior?
Wow. He's already come.
Just so you know, there is no man or woman who could run for president of our nation that's going to be a savior. There's not. Jesus Christ is the savior.
Newsflash, right?
It's important to understand that, but if you find yourself more interested in political solutions versus repentance, you know,
not going to go well.
What's interesting too, John, though, because when John Paul Jackson said that, was that this thing can stop. This acceleration of all these troubles. I mean, you look at the toxins being poured through the heart of Colorado now by the EPA. I mean, this is a sign. We're bleeding the continent of the part of the North American continent called America, the United States of America, is bleeding from our heartland.
Wow.
All of these toxins are being poured out of this old mine and poured right into the drinking waters in the rivers of Colorado, all the way down to New Mexico. And the words that we've heard over and over again from the Lord is that there's going to be, this whole thing is going to be split. If America buys in to help and split the land of Israel, then America itself will be split. That's part of, you know, what, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick, that, you know, we had his interview on here when he's talking about the Madrid fault line and what God showed him in that dream, that night vision. And so listen, this is just, this former mayor of Virginia. Former governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore. Listen to what he's saying. He said this before the whole world. And it's like until we repent, God's not going to let people hear. They're just not going to be able to hear how tragic this thing is. He wants us to humble ourselves. He loves us. He loves you. He is into you. He's into your enemies. He wants your enemies. He wants you to love your enemies and pray for your enemies. There's nobody over there. I'm just kind of like,
right. But, there's no enemy there.
Right. But he loves your enemies. And so if you're thinking he's buying into some sort of my side, your side type thing, he's not doing that. He's on his own side.
That's right.
But he's on your side if you actually join his side. And so this is not about political parties. This is not about all the different factions that we've been divided up in. It is about God, you know, and very specifically. So this totally lines up. This presidential candidate, which I never knew existed prior to him speaking the other day on Fox News, Jim Gilmore, former governor of Virginia, and he clarifies exactly what we've been saying on the air, what we heard Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, say, and what we've seen ourselves in some sort of, and he talks about, you know, prepare America. It needs to be prepared for a long-term war. And this is somebody that was on Homeland Security for the United States that, you know, he said they warned about 9/11. Mm. And the governors came together and began to work together in the Pentagon. I mean, this is a guy, he's not just some outsider.
First-hand experience.
Yes, yes.
And strangely and oddly enough, this got buried. You didn't see this picked up any major news cycle.
They started talking about
comments.
Crazy stuff, you know. About,
insignificant.
But that's a goal, you know, that's what you need to do if you want to distract people mm-hmm. from. So if the war's going to happen and you don't want them to know the war is happening.
Talk about the party.
Then you talk about how Donald Trump talks to women.
Yeah.
Is that something new? Anyway, so look at this. The this is the governor, former governor of Virginia, talking about we need to prepare for a guerrilla movement. We need to prepare America for a long-term war. And by the way, this is not, think about war differently, because this is a guerrilla war. The war he's talking about is defined by Wikipedia as, this is guerrilla war, how it's defined, is a irregular war. So it's not like this, you know, you have this whole flank of ships and army and Marines going out. This is, it's just like mosquitoes. It's like ants everywhere. It's just, you don't know what's going to happen. It's irregular war in which small groups of combatants, such as armed civilians, and, you know, there are people right now, and this is what Rick Joyner talked about, and we know about. It's not necessarily the left as much as the far right, the people, the nationalist types, folks who are, I mean, they're hugging the flag. They ain't hugging Jesus.
That's right.
And
when I hear you say about this guerrilla war, you know, and preparing, and what the governor said about preparing America, you know, America has fought several wars, but the fighting has normally taken place in other countries.
Yes.
What I'm sensing and hearing and what we've heard is that right here in the homeland, prepare. Not prepare for across the water, but prepare in your neighborhoods and down the road in your state.
Right. We have, if you haven't got Prudent Preparation yet, you get it free by signing up for the Torch newsletter. Just go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner or on the front page, it says Torch newsletter. Sign up for it because you need to hear this continually. You need to hear it when you need to hear it. You might not make it at the exact time we're broadcasting, but it comes to you through your iPhone or your mobile devices, your internet. It comes to you all different ways. Mm-hmm. Thank you for signing up. We give you prudent preparation, and prudent preparation is so important because the Word of God says this: a man who sees danger and prepares for it is a wise man, but a fool sees danger and keeps going. Mm. And right after that, this man said that in the debate, everybody just kept going. And anyway, so guerrilla warfare is this: it's a irregular warfare in which small groups of combatants, such as armed civilians and irregulars, use military tactics, including ambushes, sabotage, raids, petty warfare, I'm sure cyber-type attacks, hit-and-run tactics, and mobile mobility to fight in large groups or small groups. And so it's just like this, it's just civilization gone wild. And
chaos
gone wild. But listen one more time to this former governor of Virginia speaking on a national platform and what he says in 30 seconds. And we'll make this whole transcript of what he said available to you on the VFN Torch. Take a look at this.
On Homeland Security for the United States, we warned about the 9/11 attack before the 9/11 attack occurred. I was the governor during the 9/11 attack when the Pentagon was struck. And I'm going to tell you this. We need to use the benefit of our law enforcement people across this country, combined with our intelligence people across this country. We need to use our technological advantages, because what we've warned of is an international guerrilla movement that threatens this country. It's going to happen in this country. There are going to be further attacks. We have to be prepared to defend the American people, prepare them for a long war, stand up for the defense of this country, and stand up for the values of this country.
Thank you, Governor.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. And you, what are you
Thank
even
you,
here?
Governor Gilmore.
I'm actually doing a search, John, on the internet. I want you to get his transcript, you know, from what he said.
Surely this was made available.
Of course.
Right? Surely.
A guerrilla movement, you know, a guerrilla warfare in America. I mean, exactly what is happening in the world everywhere. And it's just like, it's just a silent moment. And it's, this is the whole thing is, if we don't choose God, God gives us over to ourselves. Mm. It's not going to work out without God. I mean, the land will probably stay here. It may be kind of shaken and divided and new mountains or whatever, you know. And a little difficult swim across the Mississippi, according to the Madrid fault line. But understand this. But we can now decide. The decision hasn't been made yet. We can stand up. We can stand up. We can stand up and say to our leaders, do not do that. Do not do that. Well, I just want to say this. You know, what is the answer? The answer, of course, is repentance. But begin to pray. Realize God responds to prayer. He responds to prayer. And prayer, you think about abiding with God and spending time with him and talking to him. But God wants you to say, dear God, save Israel. God, save America. Dear Lord, turn these people back from this wrong ways. Dear Lord, help Africa, where all the many Africans are being ran up into Europe. Help the Europeans that are taking in all these people, that refugees that are coming in. Help the Jordanians who are taking. Dear Lord, we ask you, Lord, for a revival that you would move. And God moves when we pray. As a matter of fact, a new movie, John's being released. Perfect timing. It's going to be hitting the theaters on August the 28th. It's called The War Room. Think about that, spiritual warfare, war room. As a matter of fact, take a look.
You've been a good enough father. I don't want to be a good enough father.
Let's go, let's go!
Don't quit! Don't quit!
You are good, and you are mighty, and you are merciful. Praise you, Jesus. Guide me to who you want me to help. Raise up more that will call upon your name. Raise up those that love you and seek you and trust you. Lord, we need an army of believers, and we'll stand on your word above all else. Raise up warriors, Lord, who will fight on their knees, who will worship you with their whole hearts, Lord. Lord, call us to battle, that we may proclaim you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I pray these things with all my heart. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up.
Who would have ever thought, you know? And I tell you, you know, we're doing what we're doing, you know, to keep the conversation light. Jesus said, you know, I'm sending you out into a dark world,
right?
You know, like sheep amongst wolves, right? But be as, you know, wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove. And I want you to be the light. And so he commands us to say this, not just so somebody knows what's going on. It's so that if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you can decide today to become, let the light move inside of you. This is what this is all about. Or if you turned away from God and you've been in the world and now you're beginning to see, oh my goodness, I need to turn back to God. God goes, that's exactly what I want you to do. There's nothing wrong with that. Come back to me. And we shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. You can see that on your screen right here. But you can read kind of our stories, in some of our stories, and kind of give you an idea. Maybe we're just like you, and that we came to God and walk you in how you today can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and begin a walk, an awesome walk with God. There's nothing more exciting. You know, we're sharing with you what God is sharing
with us,
you know, making known to us and he's making known to others as well. Now, we were talking about, World War III, basically, from what this particular former governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore, was talking about. on the national stage at the presidential debate and preparing America for a long war. But it's a world war. It's a world war. And it's going to be based on what he's saying and what we're seeing prophetically, some of us are seeing prophetically, that it is like a guerrilla warfare where it's just all chaotic. There's no order to it. And it's basically, you know, Lucifer ran wild, you know. And you need to listen. You need to listen in fully to what Rick Joyner heard, I believe it was on the 28th of September, how that it is going to be like a it's killing everything in its sight, even the very things. Notice the things. I mean, you look at different cities where people start rioting, that they end up rioting where their own food is, and they tear down their own store where they eat. They tear down their own drugstore where they get their drugs to be able to stay healthy. And you think, why would somebody do that? Well, that's exactly what Rick Joyner said would happen on a massive scale. Well, they won't realize that, you know, hamburgers come from cows. You kill the man's cows, you have no burgers tomorrow.
That's right.
And so this big wave of just destruction.
There's
that
no rhyme or reason to it, just chaotic.
Right, right. And it's not what they're thinking in their own mind. It's God saying, hello, my people, are you going to turn back to me? Are you going to turn back to me? And people say, well, we already are. If we already were, this would not be happening. God does not cause bad things to happen to his people. It's when we sin, when we turn away from him, these things come in. God doesn't say, okay, they've been doing really great. Now I'm just going to beat them up. That's not God. It's because we've sinned. And it's across the world. It's not just the Middle East. It's not just in America. And by the way, the reports are in the news that now more refugees are coming up from Mexico and the Central American countries the same way they're pouring in from Europe into Europe from North Africa. They're pouring in again. Reports are on the Mexican border.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.